All right, this is Trick from Holy Culture, and I'm here with AI, the Anomaly. It's so good to have you here. We're in New York, getting ready for the Kingdom Time Awards.
Yes.
We're still in your state, though.
Yes.
I didn't realize until recently. You're from Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York, born and raised.
So talk about, help folks understand who AI, the Anomaly is. What is it that you do?
Man, just trying to take everything that I'm interested in, talents, gifts, and skills, and because I've committed my life to Christ, I'm trying to be a living example of what He would want.
Right.
So whatever that it may be, whether, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, a sister, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a teacher, I'm a lyricist, so all of those different spaces, I'm trying to give my all in order to be an example. I'm hoping that whatever path that I'm on, whatever journey that I'm on, I'm able to be an example to other people. So that, in a nutshell, is the essence of me.
Right.
You know, there's so many stories I can go into, but I feel like that's a snapshot of overall what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. And the last project, Blank Canvas, as I listen to some of the songs, that comes across, your intentionality of trying to show that. When I think about songs like Weeping Woman, right, and Sipping Tea, versus, I think most of us heard Eastside first.
Yeah.
That was a lot of people's introduction because it came with the whole announcement of the first woman on God Over Money Records, right? But then when you look at the whole album and some of your history, what you just talked about comes through. Let's spend just a moment on that point, though. First woman signed to God Over Money Records. How has that been for you, that whole experience?
I'd say that experience is comfortable.
Okay.
I've known my bros for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say about 6-7 years or so. We brought Bizzle to Buffalo because we wanted our city to really understand Christian hip hop and understand other artists besides the ones that lived in the city.
Okay.
And so Zadok, the God Hop MC, he had this idea to start an event. And it was called the ICU. And one of the first artists was Bizzle. We brought him on because of his content and because of his just explicit Christianity and his lyrics.
Yeah.
And so we thought that would be the best starting off point. And from there, we brought more artists. And over time, we've brought everyone that is part of God Over Money to the city. And also Social Club and a lot of different artists. I'd start going all over the place with artists. But anyway, so the relationship started there, I'd say, about 6 or 7 years ago.
Right.
And from there, we got to know other artists and develop relationships and build and got to where I am today. I'd say I built mostly with Selah and Dayton. They were very instrumental in assisting me in building me up as an artist and a lyricist. You know, I'd shoot them some songs and say, hey, what you think?
Right.
I'm going to be honest, not really looking to be signed to a label, not really looking at it in that sense. Music has always been my remedy and just another outlet to share stories. And as time went on, I saw it building and I was like, let me go for it.
Yeah. You know, are you tired of that conversation of being the first woman in Christian hip hop, or first woman of God Over Money, and the whole phenomena or lack thereof in terms of women being represented in Christian hip hop?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Good.
It's going to happen because that's what reality is. Like, I'm the first woman of God Over Money.
There's what can we do as a community, in that regard to help more? Because from a Holy Culture perspective, I'm always looking for more, And Wande came along. Back in the day, it was Mahogany Jones and different artists,
And so, even before her,
Even before her, L Rock.
Like,
Right?
And then, like, let's not forget, like, Butter P.
Yes, Butter P, absolutely.
Rema Soul.
Yes.
And then Jackie Hill.
Yes.
You know, so there's been some really influential women who've paved the way since the beginning of the culture.
Yeah.
You know?
So from a community perspective, is there more you think that could be done? How do you think about it?
Whatever the entity is, if the entity wants to invest that time, energy, and effort into finding a woman specifically, I personally feel, as far as lyrics are concerned, lyricism is concerned, make sure the artist is ready and prepared for that lifestyle, and make sure that they're good and prone and or ready to put you're ready to put the work into the artist in order to get them to where they need to be. I think for me personally, my opinion is you're going to want to make a decision that's best for the entity that you're within. I also personally feel that it would behoove an entity, whether it's a label or whatever the case is, it would behoove them to find women to be part of it. That doesn't mean that that woman is a lyricist. Some kind of way, you're going to want to have a perspective from a woman, I think, is valuable because we come from two different spaces, right? And so sometimes men look at things how men look at things, women look at things how women look at things, and together it's a partnership. And we can definitely piggyback off of each other through that process, and we win, you know? So I think that just be wise in making the decision. And for me, again, like I always say, in my opinion, I believe that women should be treated in a certain way, in a certain regard. Like, I'm a woman. I should be treated gently. I should be treated just like the scripture talks about. So I want to be treated fairly and equally, but also, like, carry me gently. You know what I'm saying? Like, carry me how I should be carried. I'm a sister, and treat me as such.
That's awesome.
And that's how I feel with GOM. You know?
That's good. That's good. You know, I'm going to zoom back out for a second and kind of back to something you started with you want to use your, I think you said your talents, your skills, and your gifts, right, to show who you are in Christ. So I know one of the things you do, obviously, is you're behind a microphone, but you also do art and such. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So photography and film, really, like, I just absolutely love visual arts. I learned about photography and film when I was in my teenage years. A really rough time. Growing up was tough for me anyway. I come from a mother who abused drugs. She died when I was three. Me, my sister, and my brother were placed in the foster care, and we just had some really traumatic experiences, and we were adopted when I was seven, thank God, and we were adopted by a very strong woman who already raised three women, and she was in her 50s. So it was a little tough growing up, looking in the mirror, seeing an image of a woman who I wasn't sure loved me or not. I looked just like my biological mother. I have very low self-esteem, very emotionally handled. I was actually labeled emotionally handicapped and labeled a failure to thrive. So I really shouldn't even be sitting in a seat today because of the statistics that were played against me. However, because of community, which that's why I work so hard within my own community and instilling the arts, I was part of a program called Yo Buffalo. And not only Yo Buffalo, but part of church, part of the school community, individuals and teachers who built me up. You know how they talk about that full circle, like that circle worked. I'm the data for that, like it works. So I got involved in a program called Yo Buffalo, which introduced me to photography and film. And it just like opened up my eyes because it was interesting to me how you can take a blank piece of paper and watch something develop from that paper through a process, a chemical process, right? And looking back, I'm like, man, that's pretty interesting how you can go through and develop through a process. Like, I developed through a process because of the community. The community was like that chemical. Church was that chemical. God was that chemical. The arts was that chemical. And I went through this process and was built up. And I knew at 15, 16 that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to take this art, this photography, this camera, and I wanted to paint portraits with it. Just like Gordon Parks, I wanted to use it as my weapon of choice. I call it my weapon of mass creativity. So I took that as years went on. I've always worked with youth, developing programs, developing opportunities for students to find some other engaging activities. And photography was always that thing that was on the side that I would introduce students to. And the more that I did it, the more I was like, this might be something here. And so then began this process of entrepreneurship where I opened up a business called Get Focused Productions about 7 years ago. Still working full time, had that on the side. And that developed. And for the past year and a half, I've been doing doing this work. So with Get Focused Productions, there's three things. Yeah. Capture, teach, and give back. I capture through photography and film. Mm-hmm. I teach youth and adults, educators, how to utilize the camera mm-hmm. to tell stories. Right. And then I give back by every contract that I earn. I take a portion of that investment, and I invest it in the next generation of creatives. Because
right.
I think it's important. Like Shirley Chisholm said, we can't stand on the sidelines bickering and complaining. You have to implement ideas. I was tired of complaining
right.
about youth getting into trouble, youth doing this, youth yes. doing that. I would work in the detention center and see the state of our youth. And I heard myself complaining and I said, well, what can I do?
Right.
How can I utilize the talents and gifts and skills that I have and implement some kind of change?
Awesome.
And so that's what I'm doing. I'm working with youth to try to get them to go further beyond me. Let my ceiling be your floor. Go beyond me. Here's investment. Here's resources. Do what it is that you can do and strive.
Oh, love it. We could talk about this one for hours. Because
that's what I'm very passionate about.
No, for sure, because I did the same thing, right? I came from a community where, you know, again, people say, you know, unless you got a great jump shot or you rhyme, you're not coming out
right.
of it, right? And then you start to make it and progress, and then people go, oh, you're special. And I go, no, I don't know if I was special versus I was willing to work hard. I had some great mentors
right.
and community, and I was willing to follow that advice. But more importantly, how do you go back and create a system, a structure, a process
right.
so other people can make it, right?
Right?
And I've been working towards trying to do that for years. And then that's what led me to write my first book, and that turned
awesome.
It into a workbook and curriculum. And
that's
so now
awesome.
I spend my time trying to get that in schools and doing a similar thing. So one, thank you for doing that and sharing that, because we need more folks in community who have that awareness. They break through, have the awareness and the insight to then go give it back
exactly.
and try to create structural ways that it
exactly.
can grow, right? So thank you. Part two, thank you for sharing the oh my God epiphany for some folks who go, oh, what? She's not just signed the God Over Money Records and that's not just it? She's
right.
not just laying back writing songs all
right.
day? She's actually doing other things? So, hello.
I'm tired.
You say you're tired?
Yeah.
So outside of those two things, is that pretty much consume your capacity?
I'm a mom. I'm
yeah.
a wife.
Yeah, exactly.
That consumes my time.
Exactly.
I love my kids. I love my husband. My husband is super supportive.
Yeah.
I'm here. And that's because my husband believes in me enough to say, go for it.
Right.
He's here with me, too. But it's just amazing to be able to have that support system.
Yeah,
with my business, not only do I work with youth and run programs within the schools in Buffalo and mm-hmm. surrounding area, but I also put on exhibits. Right now, it's insane. But mm-hmm. right now, I'm in the process of putting together an exhibit. I had to go home and prep the gallery. And it's the installation is today,
right.
and then I'm gonna run back
wow.
home early in the morning tomorrow,
wow.
finalize things, and the gallery opens on Monday.
Wow, we will make sure we put all the information about the gallery
yes.
in here, because with tags and everything and the link, because we want people to support the gallery.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
It's called Tales from the Porch.
Mm-hmm.
I went around my city and I captured individuals telling their stories from the perspective of their porch. And so what I do is I take the stories and I translate them into poetic form, take the pictures and showcase them in the gallery.
Yeah.
We had a porch built and everything.
Wow. So now you've got me thinking. So when it comes to some of your videos, because like the imagery and Miss Me with that
yes.
was very... you could turn the audio off
mm-hmm.
and get the message you were trying to get across. Did
That's
you help write some of the storyboards for that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it
I
was
can see
a
that
collaborative
now.
Effort.
Yep.
My buddy Tristan Barracks from Toronto, Paulette Harris, who's the artistic director at Paul Robeson Theater in Buffalo,
okay.
and then myself, we... they all helped in creating this idea.
I can see
yeah.
it now. Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Paulette works with those students. It's very important to me to involve youth.
Mm.
I thought that was very important, to involve them in the process,
mm-hmm.
especially youth in my city,
right.
so that they can see, like, wow, I'm in a video. Those are her theater students.
Right.
So they were able to take what they learned in the theater classes and put it to work in front of the camera.
Mm.
And then they were equally able to go through this process and developing an idea on how does this music video how does it work?
Yes.
You know, seeing a video for 3 minutes, mm-hmm. understanding like there's hours behind that. And so they were able to develop and learn that process. Yeah. Not only that, but we sat down with them and reviewed the video and took in their ideas.
Gotcha.
And made edits based upon some of their ideas.
That's
so
awesome.
They were part of that whole process.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that kind of work.
That's awesome collaboration. When you did Blank Canvas,
yes.
What were your ingoing thoughts about what you wanted to achieve with that project?
So with Blank Canvas, coming off of the project prior to that was Severed Threads. Severed Threads was the severing of habits and issues, dealing with the mourning of my mother. Mm-hmm. I never mourned my mother growing up, so that was my space in order to do that. And from there, after cutting the ties, but still coping, like I'm not perfect, striving towards perfection, through that process, I'm able to jump into a space, a blank canvas, where it's a blank slate, one. Blank canvas, the idea is we have this life, regardless if, like for me, I feel like being born to an addict, there's some tears and rips at my canvas that I had no control over.
Right.
Usually for a canvas, for an artistic person, if you see a canvas with rips and tears, you're going to so why is this even on the shelf?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's on the clearance rack.
Mm-hmm.
I like to look at the artist that would actually take that torn canvas and do something with it. That would be God. God, as the artist, took this broken canvas or this damaged canvas, and he did the miraculous with it. And I sat back and said, just go. I submitted myself to that. So my life is this blank canvas, and the paint is my experiences. And whatever it is that I learned, I'm pouring that out. But then also the other idea is that every song or every beat, instrumental, is a blank canvas. And I'm able to pour paint, words, cadences, rhythm, and pour this story all over those beats and create portraits for the listener to take in and be encouraged, motivated, whatever the case is, and then go and do, you know. So that was like the idea behind the project.
Got it. What were you know, relative to what you had hoped the project would achieve, how do you feel about the project?
I'm excited. The way that I look at it, I had an idea, I planned and I prepped, I jumped and went in for it, and I did it.
Awesome.
It's there.
Awesome.
I did it, and I put my all into it. So that, for me, is success.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as numbers and stuff is concerned, I think it's doing pretty good in comparison.
I don't know. Well, I was going to ask you, what's the definition of success for you? I think you just said it.
Exactly. My definition of success is like, yo, if you got an idea and you have something burning in you, and you know that whatever that is beneficial, and then you make it happen, that's success. Like, I made it happen, and I thank God for the opportunity to do so.
Yeah. I love what you said in terms of how you described the blank canvas and God being that artist and then submitting yourself.
Yeah.
Some of the songs, when I think about you as a lyricist, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's a lot of wordplay in some songs where you're delivering punchlines and things, but a lot of your songs are story filled. You're walking through narratives, and a lot of those narratives seem to be very personal narratives, and so on and so forth. So that clearly comes across. So enjoying your ministry and enjoying your work, and thank you for sharing the other piece about your photography work.
You.
Yeah, so we'd love to support that. So. Any closing thoughts you want to share with, you know, the last question I like to end with is, you know, there are probably hundreds, thousands for you of supporters, whether they're Patreon supporters or whatever the case may be. And if they're watching this interview and say, hey, AI, if there's one thing we could do for you, what would that one thing be?
Oh, my gosh. That's just going to sound cliche, but I don't care. So I'm going to say two things. One, when you look at this, you know, I share it with you that I was born to a woman who was broken, you know, and she had voids in her life and she filled it with drugs, consumed substance abuse or whatever the case is. Most people would say that was disastrous and traumatic and that I come from nothing. It's amazing how the story started off that way. And man, I didn't see today. Mm. Those times where I wanted to take my life as a young person, I didn't see today. Being able to be in a circumstance where I'm on certain platforms, I'm sometimes like, I get goosebumps. Mm. Like, man, this is crazy. When people look at this, I want people to understand wherever you are, mm. wherever you come from, whatever label has been slapped on you, you can overcome that. You can cope. You can go forward. The greatest thing, I think, for me that I've ever done was submit myself to Christ. Mm-hmm. And because of it, like truly submission and going through the spiritual exercise, reading the word, applying it to my life and seeing myself fail, getting back up and going through this process and this progression. Mm-hmm. If somebody can take that and like do your thing, like pray, push, persevere and in everything that you do, go all in with your life. I'm an artist. This stage is just a stage. What you're doing in reality, you can do whatever you need to do yeah. in order to be an example. The second thing, I have a lot of things on the horizon that I'm trying to do. I have a vlog series that I started. It's called Behind the Canvas. Mm. And I want to look at different artists and highlight their process behind their work. A lot of times we as artists, we give you this art piece and you aren't able to understand the back end of it. So it's Behind the Canvas. The first few set of episodes is just me breaking down blank canvas in my process. Gotcha. So I'd say like go to my social media pages, subscribe on YouTube, AI the Anomaly, and just follow the journey. And I'll demonstrate or show however you can help out in that regard.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking
the time to be here. An opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Holy Culture Radio's podcast and this special series of the interviews backstage at the Kingdom Choice Awards from New York City 2019. If you'd rather watch them instead of just listen, go to holyculture.net/KCANY2019. Again, you can watch them right on our website at holyculture.net/KCANY2019. Enjoy.